With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. With the government shutdown, 1,400 employees will be furloughed at the National Nuclear Security Administration, agency that manages the U.S. nuclear weapons arsenal. Energy Secretary Chris Wright.
In Las Vegas right now, soon to head up to the Nevada National Security Sites. This is key for our national security and all the interests we have here. Today, workers are being furloughed. Today, the federal government employees are working hard to protect everyone's jobs, keep people employed, and keep our national stockpile secure and our things moving forward. But a tough day today. Thank you.
And meanwhile, White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett says the Democrats should not use a government shutdown to make health care policy arguments.
If they want to have policy disputes, they could do it through regular order. But just shutting down the government and making 750,000 government workers not get their paychecks is just unacceptable to the president.
And he adds that congressional Democrats remain the primary obstacle to ending the shutdown.
Nobody should shut the government right now. Republicans voted 13 times to keep the government open for Joe Biden. And the Democrats need to do their constitutional duty and do that for President Trump.
Well, it appears that President Trump is helping to boost the Republicans' overall popularity around the country these days. More on the story from correspondent Bob Agnew.
The latest Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey finds that 9 months into President Trump's second term, voters now have a slightly less favorable view of the Democratic Party than they do of the Republicans. 48% of likely U.S. voters have a favorable impression of the Republicans. Only 45% say the same thing about Democrats. Rasmussen notes that the Democrat favorability has taken a 2-point hit since July. Bob Agnew reporting.
This is SRN News. Abortion advocates urging women to stock up.
A public service ad campaign is about to begin in Michigan, and it's designed to get women there to purchase abortion pills for future use. The campaign is the work of Shout Your Abortion, Hydra Mutual Aid Fund, and Plan C, and it will be accompanied by a billboard and 10,000 postcards mailed to homes in the state. A lot of abortion clinics in Michigan have closed down, and pro-life advocates say this abortion pill drive is just a way of making up lost revenue. Michael Harrington reporting.
Texas GOP Senator Ted Cruz rallying fellow evangelical Christians to urge Congress to designate Nigeria as a violator of religious freedom. Muslim terrorist groups have murdered thousands of Christians in that country. Cruz wants Nigeria to be designated a country of particular concern as one of the more severe violations of religious freedom. This is SRN News. Former NFL player, 36-year-old Doug Martin, died over the weekend after struggling with police officers.
Oakland police say it happened early Saturday while they were investigating a break-in at a home in Oakland. Police say Martin became unresponsive after being arrested. He was transported by paramedics to a hospital where he died. The Oakland native played in front of his hometown fans with Tampa Bay in 2012.
There was school teammates and old high school football teammates, and everybody was there. Awesome.
Martin was named a first-team All-Pro and made the Pro Bowl after rushing for 1,400 yards in 2015. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
In Paris, the Louvre remained closed Monday after historic jewels were stolen in a daring daylight heist on Sunday. Thieves used a basket lift to access the museum, smashed a number of display cases. More details at srnnews.com.